KISL Avalon. Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have some more amphibious songs, we'll take a wrong turn, work some magic, listen to the babbling brook, and listen to this past week in recording history. A couple of weeks ago, I played some songs about frogs. Well, it turns out there are quite a few vintage songs about frogs, so here are some more of them, beginning with Lovey Austin and the Frog Tongue Stomp.
Sarah, Nothing to do. A lady frog sat down upon the leaf of the water lily. She felt so thrilling when he said, I love you. Croaked the gentleman frog to the lady frog, would you like to be my bride? Croaked the lady frog to the gentleman frog, you'd never guess, she answered yes. Now 14 frogs are sitting on the leaf of the water lily. It may sound silly, but it's perfectly true.
Al Boley with Lou Stone and his band and The Frog on the Water Lily from October 3rd, 1938. That was preceded by the Duncan Sisters, Rosetta and Vivian, and the Bullfrog Patrol. The Bullfrog Patrol is from the show She's a Good Fellow and was recorded in England on October 20th, 1922. Patrol in this case refers not to a military unit or security detail, but to the musical style, which composer Jerome Kern described as a march with a crescendo-decrescendo dynamic contour. Anne Caldwell wrote the words. We begin that amphibious set with Lovie Austin and her Serenaders and Frog Tongue Stomp, her own composition recorded in April of 1926. Lovie Austin was born Cora Calhoun in Chattanooga, Tennessee on September 19, 1887, and received formal musical education at Roger Williams University in Nashville and Knoxville College. She began playing piano in vaudeville before starting her own act, Lovie Austin and her Blues Serenaders. She became musical director and pianist for New York Recording Laboratories before moving to Chicago and becoming leader, arranger, and pianist of the Monogram Theater's Pit Band. She continued playing and recording sporadically into the 1960s and died in Chicago on July 10, 1972. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Listener Rich sent an email a couple of weeks ago to let me know that January 22nd marked the birth in 1907 in Galveston, Texas, of Douglas Corrigan. He was an American aviator and aircraft mechanic and helped build Charles Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis. In 1938, he was nicknamed Wrong Way Corrigan after supposedly misreading his compass and flying from New York to Ireland instead of to Long Beach, California. So to commemorate Wrong Way Corrigan's Wrong Way Flight, we're going to play some of the wrong records, beginning with Gene Rodemick's orchestra. Thank you.
that I was right in what I planned. Someday you'll realize you're wrong. You'll pass a bungalow where roses grow. Someday you'll realize you're wrong. Through an open door on the floor, you will see a room full of toys. Accidentally, you might see someone using all the kissing you're dismissing. You'll hear a baby cry, and then you'll hear a lullaby. Someday you'll realize you're wrong.
Gold and his orchestra, September 17, 1931, and Was It Wrong? Isham Jones also recorded Was It Wrong, as did Gus Arnheim, which isn't surprising since he wrote it, along with Gordon Clifford and Murray Peck. Before that, it was the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Someday You'll Realize You're Wrong, written by Mabel Wain. I believe the vocalist on that June 5, 1929 recording on the Harmony label was Irving Kaufman. We started that wrong set with Gene Rodemick's orchestra and Right or Wrong, recorded in St. Louis, Missouri in late 1921. Right or Wrong was composed by Arthur Sizemore and Paul Bees. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics, which were written by Haven Gillespie, who brought us Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Here for no particular reason is a segment of magic songs, beginning with Buddy Clark.
Thank you. declare, no matter where I roam. Ooh, eyes haunt me. Ooh, arms want me. Magic island, over the sea, you're calling me.
The Green Brothers Marimba Orchestra, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as simply the Marimba Dance Orchestra and Magic Love from October 2, 1925. Before that, it was Bob Herring as the Society Nightclub Orchestra and Magic Island. The vocalist on that April 27, 1929 recording on the Romeo label is unidentified. We don't often play waltzes on this show, and we play rumbas even less, but we started off this set with one from Lud Gluskin and his Continental Orchestra, The Magic of You. Buddy Clark was the vocalist on that January 25, 1935 recording, which has a rumba on the flip side as well, The Rhythm of the Rumba. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's a question for you. Do Brooks do anything other than babble? Every vintage song I could find about Brooks has them babbling. Here, listen.
Golden dreams guaranteed to come true. What little daffodillies of the love between you and I. Where the babbling brook goes bum-bum-bumbling by.
Thank you.
The University Syncopators, a Grey Gull studio band on the Madison label, and Babbling Brook, a Mike Mosiello composition from March of 1930. Before that, we heard Bernie Cummins and his orchestra with Brother Walter vocalizing on In a Shady Nook by a Babbling Brook. That Brunswick 78 is from November 12, 1927. Speaking of brothers, Dave Bernie, one of Ben Bernie's brothers, and his orchestra gave us Where the Babbling Brook Goes Bubbling By. That Columbia 78 was waxed June 10, 1929. Where the Babbling Brook Goes Bubbling By was written by Harry Pease, Charles O'Flynn, and Ed G. Nelson. We began that Babbling Brook set with Dave Burney's brother Ben and one of his earlier recordings, Beside a Babbling Brook, from May of 1923. Beside a Babbling Brook was a very popular tune composed by Walter Donaldson with lyrics by Gus Kahn, and it was recorded by Eddie Elkins, Nathan Glantz, Arthur Lang, Sam Lennon, Vincent Lopez, and Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the original Indiana Five.
Thank you. violin. Take it out and tune it in, and play for Mr. Solomon and Mrs. Solomon and Mr. Ginsburg too. What? You play by ear? Well, it's no disgrace. Why you don't take the fiddle from out of the case? And play for Mr. Solomon and Mrs. Solomon and Mr. Ginsburg too. You can take the high notes, you can take the low notes, but I will take the bank notes, or an IOU will do. So, Peggy, let them see those diamond rings, for why you don't take your nose from out of these strings, and play for Mr. Solomon, and Mrs. Solomon, and Mr. Ginsburg too.
How to make a start? Well, that's the snag. First, you find a well-known street where all the best musicians meet. If you follow what I say, it's in the bag. Take a little bit of trumpet, then you add a trombone. Party-da, party-da with the rhythm, and you got something there. Take a little bit of teamwork, then your three saxophones. Party down with the rhythm, and you got something there. That's the secret of Goodman, oh, how he makes you swing. He bends them and sends them with that certain thing. Oh, then you mix a bit of vibro with the hot clarinet. Everyone will declare when you go on the air that you got something there. You add some comedy, just like a silly symphony. Bassoons and whistles made of tin, and farmyard noises all thrown in, like the clucking of the chickens and the mooing of the cow. Play a tune upon your whistle, and this'll make you laugh. Then you take the old harmonica, let him play a few bars. Then the bark of a dog on the road with some sheep that is followed by cars. Then you get the boys to swing it, let it go with a flare.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with the original Indiana Five and Somebody's Making a Fuss Over Somebody. The vocalist on that February 17, 1928 recording on the Apex label was Bob Merwin. Next, it was Harry Roy and his Café Anglais Orchestra with Harry Roy himself providing the vocal on Becky Play Your Violin. That's from February 18, 1933. Next, from exactly 72 years ago this very day, it was You Got Something There. That was Jack Hilton and his orchestra with a vocal by Sam Brown. Jack Hilton co-wrote You Got Something There along with Lorenz Hart and Billy Turnant. We finished up with Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and I'll Take Her Back If She Wants to Come Back from an Edison disc waxed February 20th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.